American troops in Iraq got some good news today. The Pentagon announced plans for a major troop rotation. Overall force levels will remain the same, roughly 145,000, as units that have been there a while are replaced by new ones. Among those moving out, the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, which has been in the region for close to a year.
The 3rd ID's 2nd Brigade, the Spartan Brigade, as it's called, often led the charge northward through Iraq, and it hoped it would be among the first to leave. It may not work out that way. Soldiers in the 2nd Brigade have not been told they're going home, only back to Kuwait. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports from Fallujah.
Soldiers with the 2nd Brigade grinned happily when news broke Saddam's 2 sons were killed by U.S. troops north of here. Then the good news came that in a matter of days they would be leaving the combat zone of Iraq for Kuwait to serve as a reserve force for U.S. Central Command. It's a step closer to home, says Lieutenant Colonel Eric Schwartz, who commands one of the 2nd Brigade's combat battalions.
We've been here for 4 months in a combat zone with the frequency of attacks that we've experienced. That's quite a bit. And so having the opportunity to look forward to a movement, which is basically what this is, it's not a redeployment, it's a movement south to Kuwait, puts us in a protected environment back there, and that's going to feel great.
But forgive the 2nd Brigade soldiers if they feel less than great. They've been given homeward-bound promises several times before, only to get burned. Many here greeted the news with the skepticism voiced by 21-year-old specialist Shane Brooks from Alabama.
I'll believe it when I see it. We're still not going to go home no time soon. We've been jerked around so many times since we've been here.
In Kuwait last fall, 2nd Brigade soldiers were told that the way home was through Baghdad. But not long after taking the city, these troops were sent to the troubled city of Fallujah, where anti-American feelings run high and units of the brigade come under almost daily attacks from grenades, small arms, and rocket-propelled grenades.
Hey, Cobra Blue 4, Rock 6. Yeah, we just took RPG where you oriented over there.
At Battalion 164's operations center, the radio crackles with word of another RPG attack. This night, the Iraqis missed. Sergeant Ronald Davis thinks the combat-tested brigade's move to Kuwait will simply mean another operation in Iraq or elsewhere.
Every time that we've been told that we're going to go somewhere from point A to point B to go home, it's never been like that. It's always been from point A to point B to some other mission. So maybe they've got another mission up their sleeve for us.
The current mission is still a dangerous one. A brigade soldier was killed Friday when a roadside explosive device went off as he drove by.
1, 2, 3.
At dawn, before the vicious heat sets in, soldiers exercise in the sand. Sergeant Paul Lawler reflects on the day's work and dangers ahead.
The safest time is when they're shooting mortars, because they can't hit the broadside of a barn. And they're standing inside it.
After PT, soldiers might go on patrol or guard duty. Otherwise, they pass the time watching movies on laptops, playing cards, reading, and sleeping away the hot afternoons. Specialist Rodney Yount.
I mean, we go on patrols now maybe once, sometimes twice a week. The rest of the time, we pull guard. So it's been kind of slow. Days have been dragging by a lot slower now. And a lot of people have just been thinking about home now.
And thinking about how hard the long, risky deployment has been on those left at home, says Sergeant Eric Olson.
Who I feel sorry for is actually the spouses. They've been yanked around, and they take care of the home front by themselves. They're the silent heroes. I mean, us, we have each other to fall back on. They're dealing with all of this by themselves.
The months away from home at Fort Stewart, Georgia, are easier, Specialist Yount says, on single men like himself.
I know a lot of people have kids that they haven't seen yet. A lot of people that haven't seen their wives for almost a year now. Like me, I ain't got nothing to look forward to when I get back to Stewart. I want to see my family back home, but I feel sorry more for people that are married and have children they haven't even seen yet.
One company commander who's been deployed nearly a year agreed. I've got a 17-month-old at home that I don't even know, the captain said sadly. I've had enough. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Fallujah.